Yeah, this is Steve Goss. It is Friday, with apologies to Clement Seymour and the listeners, of course. I have this. 'Twas the weekend before Christmas, and all around town folks were asking, hey, what's going down? What's up with the Fox, the Earl, or Center Stage? How about the Rialto, the Tabernacle, or even the Masquerade? When what to our wondering eyes should appear but Mara Davis with musical news that we long to hear.
You did it again.
Well, you know, it's a tradition.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
I feel like now I feel pressure to write one for you next week. Let's get started in Avondale. Avondale Town Cinema has been booking a lot more music. And we've talked about Shooter Jennings before. This is, you know, his dad is Waylon. And he is a great country singer, but so much more than that.
Yeah, he's a really diverse artist. Yeah, he's Waylon's son, but started out as a rocker, then went the country road. He's produced artists, everything for everybody from Brandi Carlile to Marilyn Manson.
Unbelievable.
Last February, he released a tribute album to Giorgio Moroder, who was the great music producer who produced Donna Summer and Irene Cara.
I think he really is a unique musician, and he's on tour with Jason Boland, so that's going to be a pretty good double bill.
Like they've been robbing banks, because they name dropped Johnny Cash, and they name dropped poor old Hank.
That's Shooter Jennings and Jason Boland at the Avondale Town Cinema tonight.
At Variety Playhouse, back again, and I think they were in town just this time last year. Rising Appalachia, interesting duo.
Yeah, sisters, Leah and Chloe Smith. And you know, I know we were talking about last week about brothers who don't get along in music. I mean, that's something we talk about. These sisters, they get along great. And they perform with a lot of unique instruments, so you never know what to expect. I feel like sometimes when I'm listening to Rising Appalachia, I should be doing a yoga retreat.
When I listen to them, I think about I should be churning butter. But, you know, which is cool.
Can we churn butter and do yoga at the same time? I think there could be some churn pose. That's Rising Appalachia at the Variety Playhouse tonight.
Christmas is virtually upon us, and the ATL Collective has taken notice. They're at the Terminal West tonight with quite a Christmas album that they'll be doing.
Well, a couple of Christmas shows for you to mention, and this is one of them. It's James Brown's Funky Christmas. And we talk about the ATL Collective because they get together so many terrific artists and put together an album. Now, I am not sure if you remember, but James Brown actually passed away on Christmas Day, so it's even more special and spiritual. And there'll be some great artists a part of this. Ruby Val, one of my favorites. Marshall Ruff is going to be a part of this, so they do the entire Funky Christmas album. That's James Brown's Funky Christmas with the ATL Collective at Terminal West tonight.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
Of the many things that Mara and I have in common, one is a devotion to Collective Soul and Ed Roland in particular. And Ed is back. As he does this time of year, he's doing not one, not two, but three nights of benefits at Eddie's Attic.
So it's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. And this also is billed as Ed Roland at Friends.
Three great nights, three great causes. And it'll be interesting to see who the friends are that show up with Ed. I'm sure it'll be some members of Collective Soul and maybe the Sweet Tea Project and who else.
Could be Steve Goss playing a tambourine. You just never know.
Yes, I could be doing that.
That's Ed Roland and Friends at Eddie's Attic, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night.
If we feel that someone loves, if we're real.